This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A World Health Organization senior advisor now says that wealthy countries need to give more COVID-19 vaccines and follow the United States in making doses available immediately to cover a 200 million dose gap caused by Indian supply disruptions and manufacturing delays. A warning of a two-track recovery. The WHO is urging wealthy countries to donate their surplus doses to poorer countries instead of giving them to less vulnerable groups like children. They have so far donated 150 million doses via the COVAX sharing scheme. However, Bruce Aylward said on Friday that only a small portion of those doses will be available and short-term in June, July, and August, when they can make a difference in slowing the pace of infections in the global pandemic. He praised the U.S. plan announced Thursday to quickly share 25 million doses and encourage other wealthy countries to follow suit. Britain's medicines regulator said on Friday it had approved the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech for use on 12 to 15-year-olds. This is following a similar clearance as in the U.S. and the EU. The regulator said it would now be up to the country's Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization to decide whether to go ahead and inoculate this age group as part of Britain's vaccination rollout plan. Children aged 12 to 15 are already receiving Pfizer shot in the United States, while France and Germany are planning to start offering it to that age group this month. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday he is hoping to improve deeply damaged ties with the United States, which holds his first summit with the U.S. counterpart Joe Biden later this month. Speaking at St. Petersburg Economic Forum, Putin also said that relations between Russia and the U.S. are dependent on internal politics in the United States and that the U.S. is trying to hold Russia back. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters U.S. President Joe Biden views increasingly frequent ransomware attacks to be a rising national security concern. She reiterated that Biden plans to raise the issue with the Russian president when they meet in Geneva on June 16th. Some of the hackers have been traced back to Russia. Hack of a Brazilian meatpacker JBS's facilities in the United States, reported this week, is the third such ransomware hack in the country since Biden took office in January. The U.S. State Department has called on Nicaragua to free opposition figure Cristina Chamorro, who's being held at her home after her laptops and cell phones were taken away. Chamorro is a potential presidential candidate in the November 7th elections and the daughter of the former president, Violeta Barrios de Chamorro. Her detention is the latest in a series of moves by President Daniel Ortega that his critics say are to prevent candidates from running against him in his reelection bid. On Tuesday, the government charged Chamorro with a money laundering involving alleged financial irregularities related to her mother's foundation. Egypt has sent a convoy of engineers and building equipment from President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to begin reconstruction in the enclave after recent Israeli-Palestinian fighting. Egyptian state television reported this Friday. Dozens of bulldozers, cranes, and trucks waving Egyptian flags lined up along the border to begin crossing into the Gaza Strip. Palestinians lined the street on the Gaza side to welcome the convoy as it rumbled into the small coastal enclave. A Palestinian border official also said 50 vehicles had crossed at that point. 11 days of conflict between Israel and Hamas, the Palestinian Islamist rulers of Gaza, erupted on May 10th. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.